Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. Last night, I hosted a Joy School Zoom call. And because there can be a decent sized crowd on the call, it's tough to make it interactive. And I feel like Zoom calls that are more conversational or interactive with more than like 8 people get a bit dicey. It's hard to have that back and forth. So I have people submit questions to me ahead of time and I answer them on the call. So I wanted to share a great question that was submitted anonymously. And the question is about surrender. So the author of the question wrote, "I know you talk about surrender, specifically taking your hands off the wheel. How do you actually do that? It sounds great, but I don't know how to practice that." Isn't that a great question? And I swear I didn't write it. I swear. So my response on the call began with a story. So I'm going to share that story with you now. The twins are having their bar mitzvah. Well, from the date of this recording, it's in 6 days, which is crazy. And it's very exciting. I knew I had to find a dress for this event, but I was procrastinating for a while. I kept putting it off and putting it off because I hate shopping and I feel like finding the perfect dress or the perfect anything is like finding a needle in a haystack. So I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but I wound up leaving Nordstrom's unsuccessful and feeling a bit defeated. And then I had this moment of clarity and I said to myself, "All right, Melissa, you're just not going to force this one. Take your hands off the wheel and see what happens. Let's let this play out." And then I took a big inhale. I opened my chest. I breathed into my abdomen. I opened my hands really wide like jazz hands. And I said, "Melissa, hands off the wheel." I happened to find a dress right after that moment, half price. It was on Poshmark and it was beautiful color and cut that I loved, and I bought it. But the dress was too tight by several inches. And I had bought a decent size. It was still too tight. But again, I took a big breath, I opened my hands, and I said, "Hands off the wheel. Let's just let this play out." So around that time, when I realized I had this beautiful dress, but it was too tight, like within a couple days, I had a meeting with some women at my temple. And we were talking about the topic, which was the board and leadership and things like that. But then they, in conversation, asked how the bar mitzvah prep was going. And I said, "Oh, everything's going great. The only thing is I have a dress that I love, but it's too small." And that's all I said because I wasn't even doing anything about it. So then they said, "Well, have you been to Midori, the dressmaker?" And I had this blank look. And they said, "Oh, she can fix anything." And they told me where to go. So the next day, I go to this dressmaker, and apparently you're supposed to make an appointment. Who knew? I just show up there, me in the dress that's too small, and they were really nice. It was not a big deal at all that I didn't have this appointment. And they said, "Yeah, we can open this up. We just need more of this fabric. We need the same dress again so we can open it." So I go back to Poshmark. And this time, I find the same dress for even less money. I buy it, I bring it back to the dressmaker, and I now have the most beautiful dress that fits me perfectly. And I kind of can't believe it. It's exactly what I wanted. The process of working in flow, in cooperation with the universe, is an act of surrender. And I think we need to practice with small things, right? Inconsequential things like dresses. So my suggestion is to open up your grip, breathe into your body, right? And you probably need a verbal reminder to get your hands off the wheel. We all do. So I've been using this technique with lots of small things, this surrender technique, because I think if we just practice it and practice it, then when it comes time to surrender with some of the big things, well, we have practice. It's going to be easier. I want to share just a little tidbit from the end of the call. I had this friend of mine submit to me an email about she was struggling with her husband who has Alzheimer's and just sharing some of what's going on in her life. So obviously I never said any names on the call, but I wanted to read her words to you because honestly, I'm always awed by the power of love. So this is an email that I read on the Joy School Zoom. My friend writes, Bo is slowly getting more limited with his memory, but he does best with his routines at home. It's hard to watch someone with Alzheimer's. Repetition and routines help him. He eats the same breakfast, same lunch every day. He has to be reminded to take meds. He repeats questions over and over. He has trouble with numbers, but he still tries. He watches TV most of the day, the same stories on Netflix. Right now, he's watching the NCIS series again for the fourth time. And this is the line in the email that I love the most. It's all good. I still have my bow. So I read that on the Joy School Zoom. And the next morning, I get an email from someone who was on that call. And she writes to me how touched she was listening to that story. And she says, somebody told me once that at the end of the day, we're all just walking each other home. I will leave you with that, my friends. We are all just walking each other home. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.